One brother was the last king of Gugay. His name was Chodakpo, and he was considered both the religious and political ruler of the land. The other was the chief abbot of one of Tibet's greatest monasteries. What is said to have begun as an argument over authority turned into a bitter, ongoing dispute, fueled by jealousy and the thirst for power. This, it is speculated, is one plausible explanation for the eventual demise of Gugay.
There are a lot of stories out there about how the Gugay kingdom finally ended. We know that all through its history, there were intrigues, there were times that royalty was assassinated, the king lost his position, usurped by a brother or a half-brother. And so there were problems all along the way.
King Chodakpo came from a long line of royalty who had ruled the kingdom from the extraordinary Acropolis at Saparan. This unusual structure was once a burgeoning metropolis, a city fortress. Today, it's an archaeological bonanza for explorers like Beletsa.
Oh, Saparan's a wonderful place to wander about. It's like reliving your childhood in a way, exploring all the nooks and crannies, seeing things for the first time. I mean, you never know what you're going to discover in the ruins. I mean, it brings the civilization alive, and its people, and its beliefs.
The heart of Chodakpo's city was a sophisticated labyrinth of tunnels connecting the many caves called Pugo.